When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You're listening ad-free on Wondery Plus. It's early on January 8th, 1800, in the village of Aviron, a district of southern France. In a tiny workshop, a middle-aged man leans over the hearth to light a fire. He's a cloth dyer by trade, and he has a long day's work ahead of him. But first, he wants to make himself a little more comfortable. It's a cold morning, and even inside the workshop, it's barely above freezing. As the fire takes, he smiles with pleasure, flexing his fingers in its heat. Behind him, the workshop door creeps open. A gust of cold air scatters the flames in the hearth. The dyer scowls, thinking it's just the wind, and he turns to kick the door shut. Then he cries out. Crawling through the door and into the workshop is a small boy. At first glance, he looks to be around 9 or 10 years old, but he's so thin it's hard to tell. A mass of dark, matted hair covers his head. His nails are long like claws, and his naked body is caked in dirt. The child stares up at the cloth dyer, the two of them saying nothing as they warily eye each other. But then the cloth dyer catches the boy's eyes dart to the workbench, where an apple gleams in the firelight there. The man picks up the fruit and offers it to the boy, but again he just stares. So the dyer holds out the apple, urging the boy to take it, but still the boy doesn't speak and doesn't move. Eventually, the dyer puts the apple on the ground and rolls it across the workshop floor. Now the boy moves. He snatches up the apple and takes a large bite, then another and another. He eats the entire thing, seed, stem, and core. But he never takes his eyes off the man. The cloth dyer stares right back at him. This child is like nothing he's ever seen before. He's not really a boy at all. He's more like an animal. The discovery of a feral child in the south of France will shock the entire country. After the boy is taken into safekeeping, there will be much debate about his future. Many experts of the time will consider him subhuman and incapable of learning. But one physician won't give up on the wildling. His efforts won't just ensure that the boy is properly cared for. His work will also deepen science's understanding of language and human development, an impact that will continue long after the so-called Wolf Boy of Aviron emerged from the wild on January 8, 1800. From Noiser and Airship, I'm Lindsey Graham, and this is History Daily. History is made every day. On this podcast, every day, we tell the true stories of the people and events that shaped our world. Today is January 8, 1800, the Wolf Boy of Aviron. It's January 9, 1800 in Aviron, France, one day after the discovery of a feral child. Constant Estève, a local government official, enters the house of an old widow and is ushered into her parlor. This widow usually leads a quiet life, but yesterday she was asked to take care of the child who was found in the local cloth dyer's workshop. Ever since, her house has been busy with people coming to look at the boy. But unlike the others, Constant isn't just here to stare. In the parlor, Constant sees the boy, sitting on his haunches by the fire. He's still naked and covered in the filth of the forest. The widow apologizes, saying that she's tried to wash and clothe him, but the boy won't let her. Constant crouches down near the fire, too, and the boy shuffles back warily as Constant tries to inspect him. The boy's thick, long hair and claw-like fingernails suggest that he's been living alone for years. Then Constant stands up and declares to the baffled widow that this child must be the wolf boy of local legend. 3 years ago, and around 50 miles from Aviron, locals first spotted a naked child in the forest. He evaded all attempts to capture him, and the peasants began calling him Wolf Boy. But a few months ago, he vanished. People began to think he was dead until yesterday, when he appeared at the cloth dyer's workshop. And now that the boy has been rescued from the wild, it's Constant's job as the local government commissioner to decide what to do with him next. First, Constant inquires whether there are any families with missing children in the area. Two fathers who have lost their sons are asked to meet the boy, but both say the child isn't theirs. So with no one coming forward to claim the boy, Constant decides to send him to the local orphanage. It's a good choice because the director there also happens to be an amateur biologist. At the orphanage, Pierre-Joseph Bonnater undertakes the first medical examination of the child. The wolf boy has not gone through puberty yet, but he has his adult teeth, so Pierre concludes that he must be around 10 years old. The boy also doesn't speak and doesn't seem to understand anything that is said to him. Pierre takes this as proof that he must have been abandoned in the forest since he was very small, perhaps as young as 3 or 4 years old. Growing up with that level of hardship and isolation, it's little surprise that the boy struggles in the orphanage. He refuses to sleep in a bed, and he tears off any clothes that are put on him. He only seems happy when he's outside, and it's not long before he tries to run away. He doesn't make it far before he's apprehended, but the attempted escape makes Pierre realize that he can't care for the boy properly at the orphanage. He needs to find a permanent home for the child that can better cater to his complex needs. So in July 1800, 6 months after his discovery, the boy is put on a coach to the French capital, Paris. Although the boy can hear perfectly well, it's the city's school for the deaf that takes him in. Principal Rochambeau Sicard is a renowned scientist and teacher, and it is hoped that he will be able to succeed in instructing the boy where others have failed. But Rochambeau is not really interested in teaching the wolf boy to speak for the child's own sake. He's more interested in using the boy as a kind of scientific experiment, one to investigate the differences between humans and animals and between civilized society and the wild, natural world. But Rochambeau is left disappointed by his new student. The boy proves totally unresponsive to instruction, and Rochambeau eventually grows so frustrated he gives up on the child. He shows little interest in the boy from that moment on and just lets him roam the hallways of the school unsupervised. The child is now less a scientific experiment and more a curiosity for school visitors to gawk at. And if anyone questions the boy's treatment, Rochambeau haughtily declares that he has proved himself little more than an animal and is incapable of learning. This judgment from such an esteemed scientist means the boy seems destined to spend the rest of his life excluded from civilization. But one man will break the consensus. Determined to rescue the boy from a life of miserable confinement, a young physician will take the so-called wolf child of Aviron into his own home, and there he won't treat the child as a science experiment or a freak show. He won't ask the boy to prove that he's a human being. Instead, this doctor will treat him like he already is.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
Three employees and two work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's August 1800 in the Luxembourg Gardens in Paris, 8 months after the discovery of the so-called Wolf Boy of Aviron. 26-year-old Jean Itard strolls along a gravel path lined with flower beds and neat lawns. A few years ago, this was part of a royal palace. Now, the French monarchy has been overthrown, and the garden has been opened up to the people of Paris. Strolling through the garden, Jean spots a familiar figure dressed in a simple nightshirt. It's the Wolf Boy of Aviron. Every day, staff from the nearby school for the deaf bring him here for exercise and fresh air. Jean is excited to see him and moves a little closer. He's a newly qualified physician and has just been appointed as the school's doctor, so he's eager to meet its most famous resident. Jean stands a short distance away and watches the boy play on the grass. Although the staff with him occasionally shout instructions, the boy seems to pay them no attention. Frustrated, eventually one of the staff roughly grabs the boy, who responds by baring his teeth and snarling. It's behavior that matches what most Parisians are saying about the boy, that he's little more than an animal. Over the past several decades, French philosophers had developed new theories about the nature of humanity. Thinkers like Jean-Jacques Rousseau and René Descartes have suggested that humans do not have some form of divine gift that separates them from animals, but instead, humans have language and empathy, and that's what makes them exceptional. The Wolf Boy, though, seems to show neither of those qualities. But as a staff member from the School of the Deaf wrestles with the boy in order to control him, Jean notices something. A thick line of scar tissue running around his throat. This scar makes Jean wonder if there aren't physical reasons why the child can't speak. And if that's the case, the boy might not be a lost cause. He just needs to find an alternative way to communicate. So back at the school, Jean offers to take charge of the boy's education. Principal Rochambeau Sicard is only too happy to let Jean take the problematic child off his hands. So over the next few weeks, Jean splits his time between his regular duties and compiling a special training program for his most unusual student. Jean suspects that the boy acts like an animal greatly because he's treated like an animal. So Jean decides to treat him like a small child instead. He takes him to his own home and gives the boy a name, Victor. He arranges for Victor to be cared for by a nurse named Madame Guérin. She essentially becomes his foster mother, feeding, washing, and clothing the reluctant boy with great patience. Over time, she wins Victor's trust and gently begins encouraging him to complete these simple tasks for himself. Meanwhile, Jean tries to teach Victor the basics of speech and language. And after 6 months, Jean proudly reports that Victor has made some progress reading and understanding two basic phrases, but he still can't say them. Despite Jean's best efforts, Victor cannot overcome his struggles with speech. The best he can manage are a few guttural sounds, but nothing that consistently matches an identifiable word. Jean begins to suspect that the wound on Victor's neck has permanently damaged his larynx, so he can't form intelligible sounds. But speech is only one of the defining characteristics of humanity identified by philosophers. The other is an understanding of emotions, and here, Victor makes clearer progress. When Madame Guérin bursts into tears after the death of her husband, it's not Jean who moves to comfort her first. It's Victor, surprising everyone in the house by giving Madame Guérin a hug. But despite his improvement, Victor will still be considered subhuman by most Parisians, and he'll never be accepted by mainstream society. Instead, he'll remain in the care of Madame Guérin for the rest of his life. By the time of his death from pneumonia in 1828, the once famous wolf child of Averon will have almost been forgotten. But his impact on the man who treated him and the medical advances he inspired will continue to change the lives of others for decades.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
To come. It's 1825 in Paris, France, 25 years after Victor was discovered in Aveyron. Now 51 years old, Jean Itard shows a well-dressed noblewoman into his office. The Marquise de Dampierre takes a seat, nervously straightening the folds in her dress. Then, gently, Jean begins asking her questions. But as she answers, the Marquise blurts out several shocking swear words. She clamps her hand over her mouth, her eyes welling up with tears. Haltingly, she explains that she can't help it. These awful words just come out of her, and she begs Jean for help. Following his treatment of Victor, Jean gained a reputation as one of France's top experts in language development. It means that Jean's medical practice has become a successful business. Today's patient is a prominent noblewoman, but Jean is at a loss. He can't understand what may be causing the Marquis's outbursts. This is one case where he can't help his patient, but Jean makes sure he writes down his observations carefully and adds them to his large catalog of medical records. Decades later, these meticulous notes will help others finally find an answer to the mystery of the Marquis's illness. In the 1880s, a young physician named Georges-Gilles de La Tourette will rediscover Jean's note on the Marquise. They will help Georges understand the disorder he's studying, one that will eventually be named after him, Tourette syndrome. Jean's careful work will continue to help patients long after his death. But it is one of his earliest cases that will remain his most famous. And in the 20th century, scholars will raise questions about Victor's story. They'll doubt any child as young as 4 could survive in the woods alone, and instead, they'll suspect that Victor suffered from a developmental disorder and was likely physically abused before being abandoned. But by helping to transform the science of language development, the impact Victor had was the same. However he came to the cloth dyer's workshop that morning, after years alone in the wild on January 8, 1800. Next on History Daily, January 9th, 2007, Steve Jobs stuns the technology world when he unveils Apple's newest product, the iPhone. From Noiser and Airship, this is History Daily, hosted, edited, and executive produced by me, Lindsey Graham. Audio editing by Mohammed Shazib. Sound design by Matthew Filler. Music by Throne. This episode is written and researched by Scott Reeves, edited by Dorian Marina, managing producer Emily Burke. Executive producers are William Simpson for Airship and Pascal Hughes for Noiser.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.